Zachet Gittin Perik Dalet Mishnah Dalet. Ebet Shenishpa Upida Uhu. An Ebet Kanani that was owned by Yisrael, that was captured by Goyim, and then he was redeemed by a different Yisrael. Im Lishum Ebet Yishtabit. Im Lishum Ben Chayrin Lo Yishtabit. If the Yisrael that redeemed him, Adas, that he should be his Ebet, then he is Meshubah to that Yisrael. But if that Yisrael redeemed him Adas, that he should go free, the person that redeemed him cannot be mishtabed with this Ebed. The Ebed goes free in this case, and he does not go back to the Rab Rishon, since the Rab Rishon was Nisyaish, he gave up on the Ebed when he was captured by the Goyim. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Benkach u'Benkach yishtabed. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, in either case, the Ebed goes back to the Rab Rishon, and he has to serve the Rab Rishon, even though the Rab Rishon was Nisyaish, and even if the Rabu Sheni redeemed him Adas, that he should be the Ebed of the Rabu Sheni. The reason for Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is, in order that an Ebed should not throw himself to the Goyim and get himself captured in order to get out of being an Ebed for the Rabu Rishon. So therefore, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, if the Ebed gets himself captured and then gets redeemed, he goes back to the Rabu Rishon. So now the Ebed does not have motivation to get himself captured by the Goyim. Ebed should also Rabu Aputki La'achirim B'shichurim. An Ebed that his master made him a collateral to a chov that he owed somebody else. He told that person that when he collects his chov, he can take this Ebed. He said that I will pay you back only from this Ebed. And then the rabbi went ahead and freed the Ebed before the lender can come and take the Ebed. Shuras hadin ain't an Ebed chayiv klum. Apidin, the Ebed is not chayiv anything to the rabbi sheni, to the lender. Since he was freed before the lender could collect him, he is now ben charim, and the lender has no right to take him. Elam ibn tikin olam kaifin es rabo ba'oiso isoi ben charim the kaisiv stardom. But because of a tikin olam, as the rabbanim were afraid that the rabo sheni will see the eved and claim, "You are my eved," and people will think he is still an eved and is not allowed to marry a bat yisrael. So therefore, in order to fix that, the rabbanim were mitakin that the Rabu Sheni has to give the Eved a star shichurer, and the Eved would go ahead and write a star chov to the Rabu Sheni to compensate the Rabu Sheni for the loss of the Eved. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Eino Koisev, Ela Mishachar. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, the Eved does not have to give a star chov to the Rabu Sheni, to the lender, as the Eved does not owe anything to the Rabu Sheni. Instead, the Rabu Risha, the one that freed him, he has to write a star chov. He has to compensate the lender for the loss of the Eved, as he is a mazik shibudo shachaveru. He damaged the collateral of his friend by freeing the Eved, and now the lender cannot collect his chov. So therefore, since he was mazik shibudo shachaveru, he has to compensate the lender. Sachet Gittin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hei. Mi shechetio Eved, v'chetio ben charen. Somebody who is half an Eved Kani and half a ben charen. Half he is a Yisrael Gomel. How is this possible? For example, an Eved that is owned by two partners, and one of the partners frees his share in the Eved. So now the Eved is Meshubit only to the second partner. So he is half Eved and half Ben Chur. Oved es Rabo Yom Echad, ves Atmo Yom Echad. The Eved would have to serve the Rabo that did not free him for one day, and then he could work for himself on the following day, and that would continue the next day for the Rabbo, and the next day for himself, Divrei Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel. Amru lehem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Tikantem es Rabbo. That is a good takana for the master, as he does not lose anything, as the Eved continues to serve him at least every other day. Ve'as atmo lo tikantem, but it is not a good takana for the Eved himself. Lisa shivcha i'efsher shekvar chetio ben chor. The Eved cannot marry a shivcha, since he is half a ben charen, half of him is a Yisrael, and a Yisrael cannot marry a shivcha, as there is a lav, the lo yiyah kadesh. The pasuk says lo yiyah kadesh, and the targum translates lo yisav gabra mipnei Yisrael itita ama. A person that is Yisrael should not marry a shivcha. So therefore, since he is half Yisrael, he cannot marry a shivcha. Bas charen iefsher shekvar chetu aben. He also cannot marry a Bas Chorin, a regular Bas Yisrael, since he is half an Eved, and an Eved cannot marry a Bas Yisrael. Yibatul, So what would you say? That he shouldn't get married at all? Bahalo lo nivra ha'olam elo l'piria b'rivya. The world was only created to multiply and to have children. Shenemar lo to bra l'shebet yotro. As the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create the world to be empty. He created the world that it should be settled. Ela mipnei tikun oilon, kaifin es rabo, va'oisa oisoi ben choyrin, v'kaisiv star al chatidom. Because of this tikun oilon, that the Eved cannot get married in this situation, so we therefore force the rabo, the remaining partner that did not free him, he has to make him a ben choyrin, and then the Eved would give a star chov for half of his value to compensate the rabo that he had a friend. V'chazru beis hillo lahoros kedibri beis shammai. Beis hillo changed their minds, and they paskin like beis shammai. They decided that beis shammai was correct.